Four of the seven convicts who escaped last month from a Texas prison are in custody in Colorado. One of the convicts committed suicide. The last two still are at large and are described as armed and dangerous. From Woodland Park, Colorado, Mark Roberts reports.
The capture unfolded in Woodland Park, a small community in the mountains outside Colorado Springs. Sunday afternoon, police got a tip that the Texas prison escapees might be holed up inside a motorhome at an RV park. FBI agent Mark Mershon says police set up surveillance early yesterday morning. By afternoon, they'd captured four suspects: ringleader George Rivas, Joseph Garcia, Michael Rodriguez, and Randy Halperin.
Three of those subjects were arrested in a vehicle stop at a shopping mall here locally. The fourth subject surrendered at the RV park up the road here. There were two subjects in that RV park in a recreation vehicle.
Once Halperin surrendered, FBI negotiators used a bullhorn to talk to Larry Harper, the remaining suspect inside the motorhome. Halperin told police Harper wanted to talk to his father. Negotiators offered Harper a cell phone and tried to make the call. But before they could locate Harper's father, police heard a gunshot. SWAT officers fired tear gas through the windows and blasted the lock off the door and found Harper dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. Again, FBI agent Mark Mershon.
It is very important for the public to listen that we have two subjects who are still on the loose. They are armed and extremely dangerous. They are, in fact, heavily armed. We know this based upon an interview of the subjects we have in custody. So this is good information.
The seven convicts made their escape from a Texas prison southeast of San Antonio on December 13th. Christmas Eve, they're suspected of robbing an Irving, Texas sporting goods store, stealing cash and weapons, and killing a police officer. The fugitives apparently then fled to Colorado. Teller County Sheriff Frank Fenn says the break in the case came after someone at the RV park in Woodland Park saw a TV show, matched the suspects to a group of men living in a motorhome, and called police.
They saw it on the internet and on
America's Most Wanted.
Did they tell you how long they had been here?
They've been here since approximately the 1st of January.
Police think the two who remain free, Donald Newberry and Patrick Murphy, got away in an old brown or maroon 1970s model van with curtains on the windows. El Paso County Sheriff John Anderson asked the public to be on the lookout for the fugitives.
We need these other two suspects very, very badly. If anybody does know where they're at, locate them in a hotel, the vehicle description, or have contact with them, please call the local FBI.
Police caution people not to confront the suspects, two men with violent criminal records, and now, likely, more desperate than ever. For NPR News, I'm Mark Roberts in Woodland Park, Colorado.